Today is a new day. Don't let your history interfere with your destiny. Let today be a day that you stop being a victim of your circumstances and start taking actions towards the life you want. You have the power and the time to shape your life. Break free from the poisonous victim mentality and embrace the truth of your greatness. You were not meant for a mundane or mediocre life. That's a quote by Steve Maraboli. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hidden Why Podcast, episode 385. My solo rant. My name's Lee Muntlitzy, the host of the show, the Hidden Why Guy. I'm here to inspire you to live your life with greater passion and purpose. And to do that, I believe we need to connect within, discover our why, and use that to guide ourselves with more purpose towards living with more freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Guys, today I want to talk about how to overcome a victim mentality. And I'm going to share four steps with you, not the only steps I'm sure, but four steps that might be able to assist you with that. Guys, this show is sponsored by me. So if you want to support me, you can do that in a few different ways. Number one is you can jump onto iTunes and leave us a quick review there. That helps support the show and spread the message here of The Hidden Why. Number two is for any episodes that you love, any episodes that you love, including this one, you can share it with your network. Share the link on Facebook or your favorite social media platform. Number three, you can subscribe to the podcast or subscribe online at thehiddenwhy.com to the newsletter. And finally, number four is just connect with me. Connect with me on Facebook or Twitter, or even connect with me using my email address, thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. So that's it from me, guys. I hope you get a bit of value from this thought, how to overcome a victim mentality in four steps. Enjoy the show. G'day crew, welcome to The Hidden Why, my solo rant. I hope you're very well. I hope you're enjoying your morning, your afternoon, your evening, whenever it is that you might be listening to this show. I'm sitting here just doing a bit of reflection. Actually, I've just been sipping my tea and thought how important it is to set yourself up in a way that starts your day off in the right way, you know, doing the things that really matter to you, doing the things that are most conducive to, you know, being a bit happier, to being a bit healthier, to being a bit more effective in your day. And I just want to encourage you to, you know, set yourself up in a routine that is purposeful. And it doesn't mean you need to have a military approach to your morning routine with such great discipline, but you just need to remember the things that are important and include them first off in your day. It really has a great impact on the rest of your day. I've talked about it before on the podcast, but I'm just reflecting on it again, and it's just a healthy reminder for us all to, you know, think about that and how we set our day up. I woke up at 5 o'clock. That's my ritual, my routine at the moment is a 5 o'clock wake up, and I'll do some exercise, meditation, journaling, etc. Then I usually jump into some creative work. They say that about 2 to 2.5 hours after we wake up is when we're most creative, when our mind is most alert, and that's when we can do the best work. So for me, I want to do my best work at that time, and my work that's important to me is writing and podcasting. So that's why I do this sort of thing at this time, but it's also when I'm most creative. So it makes sense to click that into this segment of my day. You know, as far as exercise, etc., that helps my health. Meditation helps my happiness. You know, all these things really just help me feel better about my day. And they certainly, generally, most of my days end quite well. I'm quite content with most days compared to how I used to be. And really, it's due to that morning routine. Plenty of information out there about that anyway, guys. But if you are interested, if you want to have a chat, I'm happy to connect and bounce some ideas around of how you might be able to set your day up in a way that really has a great impact on the quality of the life that you live. Anyway, that is not the thought I wanted to share today. Excuse me, guys. The thought I wanted to share today is about how to overcome a victim mentality. And I'm going to share some steps at the end, some steps that might help assist you if you can recognize, or if you can connect with the idea that you might have a victim mentality, then perhaps these are a few things that you could do to help overcome that. So first of all, what is a victim mentality? Well, according to Wikipedia, and thank you, Wikipedia, I think it's great. I'm just grateful that we have, you know, the resource of internet to go to when we want to seek out information, when we're curious about something that we're passionate about or something that we wish to change in life. We can just jump on and we can do the research and find information that helps us make better decisions, more more information. We live in the information age, so it's just a great benefit, and grateful for, you know, certainly Wikipedia as well. It's often a go-to resource. They don't always have the right information, but mostly it's pretty good. So a victim mentality is an acquired personality trait in which a person tends to recognize themselves as a victim of the negative actions of others, and to behave as if this were the case in the face of clear evidence of such circumstance. Now, there are a few distinctions that need to be made. And number one, victim mentality is an acquired or developed trait. Number two, it relies on attribution, which is the process in which humans assign causes to their actions and behaviors. It further suggested that in majority of cases, people that have a victim mentality have been wrongly done by through no fault of their own. But what this leads to is the creation of a universal victim mentality. Those that constantly consider themselves to be a victim despite evidence that suggests otherwise. So it may take only one event or situation to trigger off a victim mentality spiral. You can have one event where absolutely you're a cause of the circumstance or the cause of the actions of someone else. And then from there, based on past evidence, we can see ourselves as a continual cause or a victim of future misfortune despite actuality. So let's just go over a couple of those points quickly again. Number one is, you know, it's an acquired, developed trait. That's the beauty. A victim mentality is a mindset. It's a mentality. So it's a mental construct, and we are the owners of that construct. If we wish to change it, we can. We can reverse any mindsets we have that may not be conducive to our life. And the second one was attribution. You know, we feel that we are a cause. And our actions and behaviors are a cause to external circumstances, external actions of others, etc. And an important distinction there is that when we are in that case where there is clear evidence that we are, our actions and behaviors are a cause of someone else's actions or the environment that we exist in, we can use that as evidence to further establish, you know, future victim mentality moments, I guess you'd call them, whereby we put ourselves in that situation when there is actually no evidence to suggest that we need to behave like that or act like that. And I think that's where it stems from. That's where it arises from. And even if it's just one, we might spiral into a universal victim mentality. But if we have many times where we just feel like we've been a victim and there is actual evidence that suggests that we are, that just further puts us into that state of victim mentality. But it is a mindset. We think we are there and we don't absolutely need to be. We may begin to perceive that the facts of situations, events and actions have purposeful or intentionally there or exist to inhibit our life in some way, shape or form. We feel that that there's the actions by others that are purposefully done to affect us. We feel that the consequence of our environment or circumstance is there to just really hold us back and to keep us where we are. And the more we feel like this, the more that we start to think in such a way. And the more that we start to think in such a way, the more that we start to act in such a way. And that's where our perspectives, this mindset, becomes really harmful as to how we truly want to live our lives. A victim mentality causes a strain on our optimistic nature. It causes a strain on our ability to be positive. And it's certainly, you know, optimism and positivity. Without those, and with the victim mentality in mind, we can also feel like we have no control or little control over the aspects of our lives, over the control of the outcomes of our lives. And control is an important element of self-motivation. You know, if we feel that we have control over of what we do and the outcomes that we want to move towards, we are more motivated to act. But with the victim mentality, when we feel that we have less control because we're a cause of everything else, we are less motivated by life. And that's really an important point to make here with victim mentality is it can lead to this sense that we have no control. Now, if you wake up daily as though the outcomes of your day are largely outside of your control, thinking that you're just neutral or a consequence to everything else, how motivated are you going to be to do stuff, go above and beyond and put in extra effort to making things happen, your motivation is likely to be less, and you're going to do less things that are purposeful towards the life you really wish to live. And I think without that sense of control, when you feel you just exist and you're a consequence of everything, I think that can lead to some depression states, and really bring you down, feeling like that, hey, this is just it. And you sort of feel into that sad reality that is just not conducive to living a great life. So we need to try and reverse that. We need to first become aware of it and do the work that we can to change that. And the good thing about the victim mentality is a mindset. You know, it's something that we've created, as I said before, so we can reverse it. So if you feel that you're always just at will of the world, you know, start to be aware of when you're at will and start to try and make ways to reverse it. I think the feeling that you have no control over the outcome. I mean, there's stuff that says that we are at will of the mind. I mean our mind, the neural activity that happens in our mind happens without our control. But certainly we you know, our mind is built up of the formation of our past, and we have influence over that. And certainly as we move forward, we have influence over creating that past as well. So if we move forward, that's in a way that's creating these patterns or these experiences that are negative, then we're going to keep having those negative thoughts come up, because that's the formation of our mind. So if we can do the work to have more positive experiences going forward, then that will hopefully change some of the thoughts that come up as well, and allow our experiences that we reflect on to not all be that bad, not all be that negative, and not always be the case that we are the victim, you know. And that might be by just thinking, well, hey, how today has something that I've done been a consequence of my actions, been something that's been within my control, and see that rather than see the, hey, you know, this happened today and it was out of my control, and why even bother? I'm just going to give up. You know, this victim mentality, it when we give up our ambitions, we give up our dreams, we fall into a life of mediocrity, we fall into a life of mundane, and that's not where we want to be in life. So certainly we need to just reflect on that. Now, there's been some research done by Carol Dweck that describes the differences between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. Now, those individuals that believe their basic qualities such as intelligence or talent are fixed, they have a fixed mindset. Again, rather than seeking to change such a situation, they believe that it's outside their control. So they exert energy on looking for evidence to support such beliefs. So that's a fixed mindset. When you think that your talent and your skill, your intelligence, your life is much out of your control, and it's something that you've just been endowed with, something you've been born with. And when you think like that, this is how I've been born, so I've just got to accept it, that leaves you to a fixed mindset, and that stops you pursuing, you know, growth. It stops you pursuing advancements and thinking that, well, you are just who you are, and that's just the way it is. That's not the case. We've all been born in very similar ways. Our growth and experiences and our upbringing in life are all different, but mostly we are all, you know, biologically, genetically, very, very, very similar. So a fixed mindset is simply a mindset, and we can change a fixed mindset. I think a fixed mindset sort of, you know, there's some similar qualities of a fixed mindset as it relates to a victim mentality as well. And perhaps, you know, there's part of the victim mentality. So when we have that moment where we are a victim to circumstance, that we start to see that we are without control, and we start to develop perhaps a more of a fixed mindset as well. And that's certainly not going to be conducive to living towards the life we want to live towards. For anything the mind sees and believes, we will seek evidence to support and often avoid counter evidence. And I think that's another important part of the victim mentality in the fixed mindset. So if you believe that your life is bad and that you're a consequence of your environment and the circumstance and everyone's out to get you, this belief will be embedded into your mind, and you'll start to seek that information. You know, you'll start to look in your day when you wake up, when you walk outside, and you'll look for those experiences that support that belief. You'll go out there to the bank, and suddenly, just when you're standing in line, three people would jump in front of you, and that's what you'll see. You'll see that hey, geez, you know, What has a man got to do? You know, I was here first and these people have just jumped in front of me. Ah, I'm just going to leave and you know, put this off or whatever, suck it up and wait. You know, we see that as the opportunity rather than seeing the things that perhaps are conducive to the growth mindset, the opportunities, you know, we seek to support the evidence that we believe. So to do the reversal engineering of this, we need to start changing the thought, changing the belief and start looking for the counter evidence to suggest that we perhaps are not always the victim. But the problem is that when we believe so strongly that we are the victim, we avoid that information. And, you know, we don't want to seek out the information that's painful, that's hard, that's, you know, going to be challenging to confront. You know, you look at cigarette ads, tobacco ads, anti-smoking campaigns on TV. The people that are most in need of that information don't watch it because they don't want to watch it. They don't want to seek information that contradicts their behaviors and patterns, even though they might not like being a smoker. They certainly don't want to have the pain of having that information there because there's a discrepancy that exists between then what they perhaps desire, truly desire, to perhaps their actual actions. So we avoid this counter evidence. And that's really another important element to think about when we think about the victim mentality. And certainly when it comes to trying to reverse it and change it, I think we need to keep that in mind as well. When we feel like we are the victim and we wake up daily, you know, without that control, and we're looking for that support and that evidence that's going to keep us there, that just continues the snowball. It continues spiraling. It continually keeps us in that position in life. And we want to overcome that. We want to get out of that. Carol Dweck talks about the growth mindset. So it's the opposite to the fixed mindset. So here are a couple of the things or elements of a growth mindset. First of all, they believe that their abilities can be developed. They love learning. They thrive on challenge. And failure is not evidence of limitation, but opportunity for growth, progress, and success. So there's a couple of, you know, interesting things there for growth mindsets. So again, if I see victim mentality as similar to a fixed mindset, then how can we go from a victim mentality or a fixed mindset to a growth mindset? Perhaps there's ways we can do that. Now, if we look at the factors behind a growth mindset, so love learning, they see failure as an opportunity to learn. They see failure as evidence, not as a something that's limited based on their skills or talents or innate attributes, but rather as an advancement to learn and grow and progress, because they believe that their abilities aren't fixed, that they can actually change their skills. And we can all do that. You've done it before in the past. You've learned how to walk, you know, you've learned how to read, you've learned how to write. There's certain things that you've done in the past that there's clear evidence that you can you know, progress, and then you can upskill. Now, when we have the victim mentality, we often refuse to do that. We sort of don't want to focus on that because we want to hold ourselves in that victim mentality. It's kind of strange that we do that, but that's just how the mind works. And that's the truth. Like when you have a victim mentality, you're focused on, oh, I'm just not good enough. I can't learn that. You know, it's very much in relation to that fixed mindset. Whereas the growth mindset just says, hey, well, I can do this. I am not limited to this current skill. I can develop, I can learn more, I can change. And that's the elements of a growth mindset. So perhaps there's some clues into how we can overcome victim mentality in that. So let's talk about the four steps. Now, Carol Dweck talks about four steps in her website. You can go and check that out. She's got a website. I think it's mindsetonline.com is her website, and you can find out information all about the mindset there and the growth mindset, the fixed mindset, etc. Now, she's got four steps. Number one is to learn to hear your fixed mindset voice. Number two is to recognize that you have a choice. Number three is to talk back to it with a growth mindset voice. And number four is to take a growth mindset action. So four very, very good elements there. And I've sort of touched on them throughout this, through the various points that I've raised. Let's go back to the first one, learn to hear your voice. Well, I really think for me, it's about creating awareness, okay? So when you feel like you are a cause of the environment, the circumstances or others' actions, just pause and create that little moment of awareness and say, just say, what is this? What am I feeling now? And why do I feel like this? what is the reasons for me to conclude that this is the case, you know? So just find that, and it takes practice, but when you can find that moment where you can just pause, you know, even close your eyes, move away from whatever you're doing and just think about it, perhaps then you can do what's necessary to take the next steps. I think that's the first one. If you can't create that moment of awareness, if you can't hear that voice inside of you, you will just be oblivious to it and you'll just be at demand to it. You know, you won't be able to change it. So really first one is just practicing that moment of awareness. You can do this in life by actually creating a mindfulness practice, and that'll help you be more aware in those moments. Certainly it's helped me. So by doing meditation every morning and night, I can seem to, you know, just pause and reflect on those moments where there might be some struggle, where there might be some discrepancy, some pain, some suffering, whatever it might be, just to say, hey, why does this exist? What is it all about? And then I can assess it. From there, you can assess it. And you can, you know, seek out the information that's true or not and use that as your evidence to guide you forward with more purpose. You have to also recognize that you have a choice. And I think that's really important. You know, it's about the control piece again. I think the victim mindset, you know, you have a choice to, when you reflect on something. So I don't know what a good example is. When you reflect on a moment where you feel like you're just at consequence, at will to the environment, to the world, stop and look for the evidence that suggests perhaps that you're not. Look for the moment there that perhaps suggests that maybe there is some opportunity for control. And let yourself understand that you can have a choice to choose which way you want to go from there. Now, it's not always going to come easy. If you've got a very developed, you know, victim mentality mindset, it's not going to be easy to break out of the thought that holds you there. But with that little bit of awareness and then that belief that, yeah, Matt, perhaps you do have a choice in what you can see and what you can perceive and what you can gain as evidence and as truth as to what maybe you don't want to or what's not beneficial to you. And when you do feel that you are a little bit more in control of both seeing that evidence and both in far as your actions are concerned, perhaps then you'll be able to make more informed decisions about what to hold on to and what to let go of. And certainly most of the stuff that we hold on to with a victim mentality is not conducive to us. We need to let go of it. So, you know, create that moment of awareness. Seek out evidence that supports the opposite version of what you're telling yourself or what you typically tell yourself. And you know that you have a choice to let go of the stuff that's not conducive, to let go of the stuff that's not going to be purposeful to overcoming a victim mentality. Carol Dweck says in her step 3 to talk back with a growth mindset. So again, it's just about, you know, when you have that moment where you feel like you're a victim, talk back to it and just question it. Hey, why is this the case? You know, why do I believe this? Hey, maybe I do have control. You know, tell yourself that, you know, you can do something to change that. Tell yourself that, you know, this is not the case and you don't believe it, that you don't wish to believe it. It sounds funny to think about it in this way, and it's going to be even harder and more weird to practice it. But when you have that limitation where you think, you know, I'm just a victim, this is a cause, oh, why is me? Why is the world against me? Start to say, you know, the world is not against me. This is ridiculous. You know, don't beat yourself up about it necessarily, but just question yourself and question that, not your deeper self, but question that little voice that wants to hold you there and just say, no, you're not right. This is not the case. I'm not a victim to this situation. I actually can change it. You know, I can move myself away from it. You are not in control of me. I really loved, and I've written it on my wall here somewhere, is that, you know, don't become a victim to your mind. Don't let your mind dictate to you what you can and can't do. You start dictating the terms to it. Start telling it what you want to believe. So that comes through awareness, comes through believing that you have a choice, and then it just comes through a little bit of courage and start questioning what you believe. Start using the evidence that you can seek that counters perhaps what you believe, to start, you know, dictating to your mind what you really want to believe. And that's how you can really create the growth mindset. And then finally, you just need to take some action, you know, take some action that's a bit more positive, take some action that's more in the direction of the growth mindset. So if you think you're at a constant victim and you're without control, you're generally not going to take the action. So the best way to reverse that is to just take some action. Say, well, hang on, perhaps my life, you know, isn't that bad. Perhaps I can do something to change it. Perhaps my job isn't that bad. Perhaps I can do something to change it. Perhaps my relationship with the boss is not just how it is, and perhaps I don't have to accept it. Maybe I can change it. You know, all these examples, you could, you know, approach your boss and have a chat with him. You could, you know, think about how you can change your attitude towards your job that you hate to really, you know, find more value in it. You know, going in with a different attitude is always a good way to do that. There are many things that you can do just to take action. Do things that you would typically avoid because of your limitation, your limited mindset. You know, if you really think you're a victim and you feel like you have no control, step up and say, well, hang on, let me just try something out differently. Let me try something that, even though I believe I don't have control over this situation, let me just try something and see how I might be able to influence the net result, the outcome. And when you start taking the action and you start seeing signs of hope, seeing the little bit of growth that might happen that says that perhaps that you can have some influence over your reality, then that'll just keep really supporting you. You know, it's one thing to believe that you can change your life and change your ways and change your reality, but really the strongest belief will come through action and experience. And that's why we are where we are in life today. And if we want to go further where we want to be in life, we have to change that. So I think that's a really important distinction to make. I've just been reminded that my kids are awake now. So I'm going to go attend to the family breakfast. Leave you with it, guys. You know what to do. You need to go out there, do everything with greater passion and purpose. Find more passion, find more purpose, and in doing so, you'll discover your hidden why. Sorry for cutting it short, guys. Enjoy your day, enjoy your life. We'll talk soon. Peace, passion, and purpose. There you go, guys. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Please reach out to me if you have any questions, thoughts, or feedback for the show as well. I would love to hear from you. Guys, this show is sponsored by MotionWrapped.com. If you have a brand, a business, product, event, or creative independent work that you want to promote, but you have a tight budget to do it, then MotionWrapped.com might be your solution. MotionWrapped specializes in video and motion graphics, graphic design, social marketing for independent creatives and entrepreneurs. They can cover all your product or brand's foundational needs, whether it be a logo design, a complete brand identity, the promotion of a product or event, images and videos for social media, or promotional assets via print and video. And best of all, they strategically tailor the development process to suit your budget and to suit your needs. Just because something is cheap and simple doesn't mean it still can't have great effect. And that's certainly the work that MotionWrapped does. If you'd like more information on developing an effective promotional marketing strategy for your startup or independent creative work, visit www.motionwrapped.com and discuss what can be done. That's www.motionwrapped.com. We are also sponsored by Global Office Assistance, a great outsourcing solution. So if you're, again, an entrepreneur, a creative, independent, looking to free up some of your time and outsource or delegate out a lot of those admin tasks, those systems and processes you have in place that just chew up a lot of your time that you don't necessarily need to be doing, virtual assistants are a great way to do that. I've just written a book about this as well called Delegate to Freedom. So if you're interested, I'm happy to send you a copy for free. Just email me at thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. But more importantly, if you're interested or have thought about hiring someone to help you in your business, virtual assistants are a very affordable way to do that. Our team is based in the Philippines, so you can get a great assistant for a very affordable price, and their work quality is just as good as anyone else that you could otherwise hire. So check it out, globaloffice.assistance.com. That's www.globaloffice.assistance.com. You can set up a time to consult with them and they can discuss your needs further and see if it's a fit for you. Guys, that's it from me here at The Hidden Why. I hope you enjoy your day. I hope you enjoy your week. And until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. We'll see you soon.